You didn't eat those, you didn't have those cakes that you cooked in it?
Oh, no, we ate a few of them, but very, very seldom.
What were those?
What'd they call them, Mom? Them, you call them hot cakes now, or?
Oh, you mean,
Those things our mother cooked when we were kids, for breakfast. Mush? Did you ever hear of eating mush for breakfast?
Oh, yeah, I like that fried.
Fried mush, I like it pretty well.
Waffles, I didn't do waffles then, much.
No, there was no waffle. Waffle was not known when we were kids.
When did your mother put in bread to make it rise?
Common old.
I don't remember this one.
Baking powder.
Well, no, soda.
Soda?
And baking powder.
And a few baking powders, of course.
Anything else?
Well.
Yeast, of course.
What?
Yeast.
Oh, you weren't supposed to tell him.
I don't think she ever used it. Oh, you mean the light bread. Oh, yeah, it took the yeast.
I got to tell him about
it. Well, listen, I told her, said I can ask these questions.
Yeah.
It's too much, I don't know.
I see, if there's 16 ounces in a pound, then 32 ounces is?
2 pounds.
And when you break an egg, the parts of the egg are?
The white and the yolk.
What color is the yolk?
Well, the yolk is yellow.
You mentioned butchering. Did you ever take beef and cut it in small strips and put it out in the sun?
I have seen it done.
What's that called when it's prepared that way?
Indians did that, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what they called it. You got me.
How about pigs? When you butchered them, you'd have hams and shoulders and loins. What other parts?
Steak. Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
The side was bacon, you know.
Side was bacon.
The sides were. No bones in that.
Uh-huh.
And of course, as you said, we had the shoulders and the hams and the sausage. The sausage was the scrap, you know, ground up.
What did you call that stuff on the outside of bacon when you sliced it and fried it?
That was the skin, the rind.
Uh-huh.
We called it the rind. But of course, we all know it was skin.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know why, but they always called it the hog rind.
Uh-huh. And did you make anything out of the head of the hog?
My mother always did. Hog head cheese.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good stuff, too.
Yeah, I've heard people say
take all that and boil it, you know, and take the bone out and the hair out.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I left a little hair in there, you know, but it's washed clean, you know.
Did she do anything with the juice from head cheese?
The juice?
Yeah, did she ever put cornmeal in that?
I have heard of it, but my mother did.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Now,
there's another name out for hog head cheese. Maybe you don't know it. Do you ever hear the word souse?
Yeah.
That's hog head cheese.
Yeah.
Now, my mother called it, we'll make souse.
Uh-huh.
Sauce, though.
Sauce? They didn't call it sauce in my early days.
Souse.
Yeah. But that is hog head cheese.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing better than good hog head cheese in cold weather.
Yeah.
Get it frozen, you know.
What did you call this part of the hog's head?
The jowl, but we call it the jowl.
Uh-huh.
But the proper name actually is the jowl.
Yeah, I think most people in the state call it jowl.
All call it jowl. You go up here now, you can buy jowl meat.
You ask for jowl and you don't get anything.
You're liable not to, they won't know what you're talking about. But I know the difference, I know what it should be called, but we always call it jowl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when butter gets old and it starts to smell a little bit, what do you say it is?
We would always call it, wouldn't be fermenting. No, it's
You say this butter's no good.
Well, I know what you mean. I know what you're talking about. And I positively will not eat it either.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets, they don't call it ferment, do they?
Rancid or?
Rancid. That's the word. It gets too rancid.
Make a butter cake.
Yeah, but now there's other things besides butter gets rancid.
Yeah.
Lard'll get rancid.
Mm-hmm.
You see, always when we killed hogs, butchered, we render our own lard.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't take pretty good care of that, it'd get rancid and strong.
Mm-hmm.
Before you, in a year from then, you couldn't even use it.
Mm-hmm.
Just get, you could smell it and taste it.